iOS 6 Beta 3 is out, iCloud email addresses, iPhone disruption, and unboxing the Nexus 7. It's Tuesday, July 17th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWake. First up today is Apple releasing yet another beta of iOS 6. Beta 3 is now out and weighs a couple hundred megabytes and adds a few notable things. First up is the iOS not asking to download the updates. So when you hit the updates button in System Preferences, it will automatically download the update. Not sure if this is a brand new thing, but something that we haven't really seen before. Second up are some new map preferences. You can now change distance from miles to kilometers. Another new feature is the ability to change map labels from English to the local language. This is helpful when you travel to Europe or some other foreign country. Now you can have it display either English or the local language. I presume that if your iPhone is set in a different language, you can have it set as, you know, Spanish or the local language, whatever your phone defaults as. The map labels also, besides getting this language ability, also gain their ability to change their size from normal to large. And finally, you can now change turn-by-turn directions, voice volume from a default setting of, lower or louder, things like that. So voice volume control is much more controlled through the preferences. And the other minor change here is Safari. Safari now has glyphs, you know, little icons for bookmarks, reading lists, and history, instead of worded labels. The big thing to come out, though, is iCloud email addresses. This happened today along with the beta. It seems that Apple will soon be migrating everyone from me.com email address to an iCloud email address. So, you know, tim@icloud.com. This is something I'm rather excited by, as I've always felt weird saying my email is at me.com. This will also finally put to rest mobile me. It finally, for me, seems that new... sorry about that wording. It also seems that new users, even those on iOS 5, will be getting this fancy new iCloud email address. So if you want one, try to sign up for an iCloud account. You'll get it. You'll get your whatever email address you want there as it's new. So if you're looking for something in particular, this might be the one time in the world you have to get it. You won't be able to change your iCloud email address to something new. So I'll be sticking with my current email addresses. Okay. That said, according to Apple, iCloud.com email addresses are now available for iCloud Mail users. Users signing up for new Apple IDs or enabling mail on their iCloud account for the first time will automatically receive an @iCloud.com email address instead of a me.com email address. iCloud users with @me.com addresses that have been used with iOS 6 Beta 3 will receive an iCloud.com email address that matches their me.com email addresses. So by the wording here, iCloud users with @me.com addresses that have been used with this beta will receive the iCloud. So for me, that means you don't even need a developer account if you're on the beta. If you borrow someone's phone that's running the beta, log in with your email account, you'll get the upgraded account. So pretty cool stuff there. So when this is done, Apple users will have migrated from Mac.com emails to me.com emails and finally iCloud.com emails. I have a feeling the iCloud email addresses will stick around for some time, as Apple has already told us iCloud is the platform for at least the next decade. In other news is the Olympics. A while ago, I mentioned there are some official Olympic apps. Well, The Loop did something rather cool. They pointed out 30 apps designed or apps that could be used for the Olympics. The list kicks off with the 3 official apps, 4 apps for those traveling in London, 4 translation apps, 8 photography apps, and many, many more. The Olympics is a big deal, and with it being every 4 years, it really does showcase how the technology evolves. I don't remember apps or web streaming being a big thing last time around, as that I believe would have been the iPhone 3G days with apps being a new thing. So another news is Kickstarter. The popular funding site no longer requires Flash videos and will work with HTML5 standards. This is great news for you and me, and it should hopefully lead to Kickstarter being more usable on the iPad as well as the iPhone. Next up is a piece highlighted by The Loop. The piece showcases the disruption of the iPhone. It's at blog.scoople.it. The piece states that the iPhone is now also the primary device for listening to music, as 85% claim. And as for alarm clocks, 57% say they no longer use one, other than the alarm clocks for the iPhone. So this is true for me. I use the iPhone for an alarm. Before, I'd use the travel alarm clock or a nightstand, but I finally do trust the iPhone to wake me up. I know it's going to do it reliably. I also listen to music mainly on my iPhone, even though I own around 30 to 40 iPods. That's right. I still use the iPhone for that. It's replaced many things for me, and it is, well, disruptive. Last up today is a mashup video of unboxing for the Nexus 7. So this is about a 3-minute video showing people trying to unbox the Nexus 7 from start to finish, shows the different stages, mashes those all together. It is a hilarious video because it demonstrates that pretty much everybody had problems getting their tablet out of the box. It's taped down, stickered down, done too tightly so you can't even get it out even with the stickers and tape gone. It's hilarious. It is not an Apple-like experience, but rather a I want to rip the box open and throw it away because I'm so angry at this experience. This will not be a pretty box at the end of this if you have the patience that most people have. If you haven't watched this video, I'd encourage you to do so. It is linked to over at iWakePodcast.com. Well, thanks for tuning in today. That is what was in the news today. And if you'd like this show, I'd encourage you to leave a review over on iTunes by searching for iWake Podcast. You can also support the show by going to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/TCHATEN, where you can watch all the videos I shoot there. You can also sign up for iWake Again. That is a $10 a month show. Basically, it's a donation show that funds the daily show that I do Monday through Friday. So if you enjoy the Monday through Friday show, that's what it's for, to, you know, fund that show, as well as give you some extra content every Saturday. I do a show called iWake Again that you have exclusive access to. So it's $10 a month. You can join the iWake Again community by going over to iWakePodcast.com/again. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.